This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. Hourly update. Breaking crime news now.
I'm Dave Mack. An Ohio man fatally shot two children and an adult before killing himself in an apparent murder-suicide. At the scene, officers discover four victims suffering from gunshot wounds and an adult female who was physically uninjured, but clearly in a state of shock, overwhelmed, and visibly traumatized. Investigators determine the shooting occurs during an effort by the mother of two children to remove belongings from the residence following ongoing domestic issues in the home. According to authorities, Dustin Willie, the father of the female's 7-year-old son, is at her place of residence to help her move out of the home. Police say Ryan Egan is the father of the woman's 7-month-old baby. Police allege Egan chases Dustin and fires multiple shots at him. Egan then shoots both children before directing additional gunfire at Dustin Willie, then fatally shooting himself. The mother tells police she carries her injured children inside the home before officers arrive. Willie is taken to Tiffin Memorial Hospital, where he dies from his injuries. 7-year-old boy also dies at the hospital, and the infant and Egan both pronounced dead at the scene. The incident remains an active investigation by the Tiffin Police Department with assistance from the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation.
I'm Drew Nelson. He says he used it to save himself from a mugger. Yet a man in New York is now facing 4 years in prison after pleading guilty to possessing the unlicensed revolver he fired during a deadly confrontation in Queens. That man is Charles Foner, a 67-year-old retired doorman from Kew Gardens. He admitted to one count of criminal weapons possession in a deal that ends his case more than 2 years after he shot Cody Gonzalez, who charged him near his home late at night.
Mr. Foner was charged with serious violent felonies, I think inappropriately. He had a decision to make.
That's his attorney, Thomas Kniff. Prosecutors did not bring homicide charges because Foner told police he acted in self-defense when Gonzalez lunged at him, holding what he thought was a knife. It later turned out to be a pen. Judge Tony Cimino allowed him to remain free until his January 14th sentencing. Detectives carried out a search of his apartment and found more than 24 firearms, including pistols, hunting rifles, assault rifles, including an AK-47, and 153 loaded high-capacity magazines. They also found 2 body armor vests. Only 5 rifles were licensed. The Queens District Attorney's Office brought a long list of weapons charges tied to the collection. Surveillance footage from the night of the shooting showed Gonzalez advancing down a driveway even after Foner drew his revolver. Gonzalez had at least 15 prior arrests and a history of mental illness. After the guilty plea, Kniff spoke on his behalf and argued that strict New York gun laws create an impossible situation for his client. He criticizes what he calls draconian restrictions and says Foner accepted the deal to avoid the risk of a decades-long sentence if he went to trial.
I think that if this was a state and a city that had its affairs in order, Mr. Foner would be getting a plaque, not a prison sentence.
Foner told investigators he carried the Silva revolver because he wanted to prevent himself from being a victim. He said he had owned it since the 1990s and told prosecutors, quote, "I pulled the gun out of my pocket. It didn't go off accidentally. I emptied the revolver." More crime and justice news after this. The musician Praz from the Fugees is going to prison for 14 years after a federal judge in Washington, D.C. sentences him for a sweeping foreign influence scheme, moving millions of dollars into U.S. politics. Prakasrel Michel declined to speak in court before Judge Colleen Collar-Cotelli handed down the sentence. He was convicted in April of 2023 on 10 criminal counts, including conspiracy, money laundering, illegal lobbying, witness tampering, funneling foreign money into Barack Obama's 2012 re-election campaign, acting as an unregistered agent of the government of Malaysia. He will serve 3 years of probation after the prison term set to surrender in January. Prosecutors say Michel, quote, betrayed his country for money and lied unapologetically and unrelentingly to carry out his schemes. They argued that he accepted more than $100 million from Malaysian billionaire Lo Taik Joe, a.k.a. Joe Lo, then routed some of that money through straw donors to reach the Obama campaign. Michel later tried to influence Trump administration officials to drop investigations into Lo and, in a separate case, pushed for the extradition of a Chinese dissident. Michelle's attorney, Peter Zeidenberg, calls the sentence, quote, completely disproportionate to the offense and said they would appeal, claiming his co-defendants received lighter penalties because they did not go to trial. Michelle grew up in Brooklyn and co-founded the Fugees with Lauryn Hill and Wyclef Jean, selling tens of millions of records, including a massively popular cover of Killing Me Softly. His trial included testimony from Leonardo DiCaprio and former Attorney General Jeff Sessions. He sought a new trial last year, alleging his previous lawyer used AI to craft, quote, an ineffectual closing argument, but the judge rejected his request. He was first charged in 2019 and was ordered last month to forfeit tens of millions of dollars tied to the scheme. A runaway pig in New Mexico is now hamming it up in a new home after a wild interstate chase that had Albuquerque police officers squealing for backup. The pig, first called Parrot, later renamed Boris, got loose on November 11th and trotted straight onto the I-40 off-ramp near Louisiana. Officers chased him down the ramp as he zigzagged toward traffic. One officer was particularly excited to join the chase.
I have the coolest freaking job.
Hey, open up the rescue unit.
Oh my God.
I caught a pig, dude.
They finally cornered him against a wall and lifted him into a patrol SUV. Boris spent several days at Albuquerque's Westside Animal Shelter, hoping that an owner would claim him. Nobody ever did, so a South Valley couple, Jared and Catherine Hinchman, told Albuquerque Animal Welfare they saw him on the news and they knew they had to have him.
When we saw him running, we just saw his little spirit and how hard he was working to survive. And we just knew that he would fit right in with our pig.
That's Catherine on KRQE. The shelter posted video of the handoff as Boris rooted his way straight into their hearts. He now lives on fenced land with new siblings, including dogs, cats, chickens, turkeys, cows, a donkey, two emus, and another pig named Swine Nona. Boris is settling in, enjoying a good scratching, exploring the fall leaves, and proving he's no longer the borderline troublemaker who shut down part of I-40. His new parents promise he can live in style and won't end up, quote, on a plate anywhere or on the interstate. To keep up with his porky progress, follow him on Instagram at Boris Albuquerque. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. Find us online at crimeonline.com and remember to catch Crime Stories with Nancy Grace now on Fox One.
I'm Nicole Parton. Authorities say 17-year-old Anna Kepner, a high school cheerleader from Titusville, Florida, was found dead on the Carnival Horizon during a six-day Caribbean cruise earlier this month. According to sources close to the investigation, Kepner died from asphyxiation caused by a bar hold. That's an arm locked across the neck. She was also bruised on her throat. There were no signs of sexual assault, and toxicology reports show no drugs or alcohol in her system. Her body was discovered hidden under a bed, wrapped in a blanket, and covered with life vest. The FBI and Miami-Dade Medical Examiner's Office have declined to comment on these new details, and so far, no arrests have been made. Investigators did question Kepner's 16-year-old stepbrother, who allegedly had an unhealthy obsession with her. Reports say he once climbed on top of her while she was asleep and often carried a large knife. A family friend told Inside Edition that Kepner was afraid of her stepbrother. The family was reportedly dealing with serious tensions, including a bitter custody battle between her stepmother and her ex-husband. Kepner's own mother says she was even barred from attending her daughter's funeral. Anna Kepner was set to graduate this spring and dreamed of joining the U.S. Navy and becoming a canine police officer.
The drifter, accused of executing a beloved American Idol music executive and her husband in their $4.5 million Encino sanctuary in California, has been ruled too mentally unhinged to face trial for now. His neighbor, the suspect's neighbor, Sandy Osuna, tells KCBS 2 News she's not surprised.
I cried, I'm not going to lie. I cried, you know, because for the most part, he's just a kid that's just dealing with, you know, mental issues.
Raymond Buderian, a 22-year-old Los Angeles vagrant with a rap sheet of drug-fueled aggression, was deemed, quote, not presently competent, end quote, by Judge Maria Cavalluzzi, immediately suspending criminal proceedings in the July 10th double homicide. Buderian faces two counts of first-degree murder and residential burglary, for the execution-style slayings of Emmy-nominated music supervisor Robin K. 70 and her husband, veteran songwriter Thomas DeLuca 70. This prosecutor spoke to the media.
Anytime you have murders that are filed and special circumstances, you know we are dealing with a serious, serious case.
Prosecutors allege this suspect, high on methamphetamine and prowling for scores, broke into the couple's gated mansion. As the couple returned home from grocery shopping around 4 p.m., Buderian allegedly ambushed them, wrestling control of DeLuca's registered handgun before firing multiple rounds into their heads at point-blank range, leaving their bloodied bodies sprawled amid scattered shopping bags. The horror remained undiscovered for 4 days until friends requested a welfare check. Cops found the front door unlocked and the security system disabled, according to a police affidavit. LAPD had received 2 reports of a possible burglary at the fortress. Officers responded but left when they didn't find any evidence of forced entry. The other call? It came from Buderian himself. He reportedly used his own cell phone and even provided his name, which helped police track him down later. Fingerprints lifted from the scene also matched Buderian's from 3 prior arrests between 2023 and early 2024. Busts for battery on a peace officer, criminal threats with a weapon, and assault. Each time, the disturbed suspect walked free on minimal bail, allowing him to roam until the final catastrophic break-in. Judge Cavalluzzi ruled that Buderian, who appeared in court wearing a suicide gown, lacks the mental capacity to grasp the charges due to an undisclosed psychiatric disorder. The ruling mandates his immediate transfer to a state psychiatric hospital for forced treatment with psychotropic drugs. L.A. County D.A. Nathan Hochman vowed that restoration is, quote, in the best interest of justice, end quote, given the special circumstances for multiple murders during a burglary, charges that could carry the death penalty. Buderian's next progress hearing is set for December 19th. More crime and justice news after this. It was days after the ink dried on their divorce that pro wrestler Kevin Nickel met his brutal end, allegedly lured to his death by the high school sweetheart who had just signed the final papers. The wrestling world reeled as authorities arrested the ex-wife, Amanda Penny, 40, and her new boyfriend, Michael Hogue, 51, charging them with first-degree murder in the July execution. Nickel's close friend, Kevin Pendergraf, spoke to CBS 5 News.
You know, it doesn't bring him back, but just knowing that they're not running around and kind of rubbing it in the face of his friends and family, it makes me feel really good.
Nickel, known in the squared circle as Ivan Warsaw, during his run in WWE NXT and his own Ozark Mountain Wrestling promotion, was found bleeding from a single gunshot wound to the abdomen along Highway 12 near Beaver Shore shortly after midnight on July 11th. He was rushed to a nearby hospital where he died of his injuries. The Benton County Sheriff's Office initially investigated the slaying as a random incident, but a relentless 4-month probe unveiled a calculated plot of betrayal and murder. The acrimonious divorce between Nickel and Penny, his wife since 2012, was finalized on July 8th, a mere 72 hours before the fatal ambush. Prosecutors allege Penny, apprehended by U.S. Marshals in Rogers, orchestrated the meeting by using reconciliation talks as a ruse to draw Nickel to the remote spot. Her paramour, Hogue, a Fort Smith resident who reportedly began their romance while working for her, stands accused of pulling the trigger, facing additional enhancements for using a firearm during the crime. At a bond hearing, Penny's public defender told a judge that she is 7 months pregnant and under the care of a doctor. Hogue is being held on a $750,000 bond. Penny's being held on a $500,000 bond. in the Benton County Jail. And finally, a night went from hot tub to hot mess very fast. 47-year-old Angel Curl is in serious trouble after a planned sexual tryst with her boyfriend and a female friend went completely down the drain, ending in a domestic battery charge. Curl and her 47-year-old partner had invited a third party over to their apartment for some group activity, but cops say the coitus conference was canceled when some of the parties suddenly declined participation. Three's a crowd, I guess. But Curl wasn't having it. She wasn't ready to take no for an answer. She allegedly got furious and fists started flying at her boyfriend's face. Curl was arrested for misdemeanor battery and released, but a judge immediately slapped her with a no-contact order. She tried to schedule a play date, but now she's the one who is grounded, declined, denied, detained. For the latest crime and justice news, follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this crime alert, I'm Jennifer Gould.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.